Right, guys, we are back after a pretty much a year's hiatus.
I've lost count. It's been a year and a bit, isn't it? Let's be fair.
It's been a while, but we are back in the world of
podcasting, multi-sport media.
Obviously, myself and Jack have had young babies, children, now have young families. So it is time restraints that we did not have.
We've always wanted to do it. Let's be honest. We've always wanted to keep it running. But, you know, like you say, babies, work, commitments to other things. You know, it just, unfortunately, sometimes the hobbies you enjoy doing have to take a bit of a backseat. And with podcasting, as you know, it is constant. But I miss it. You miss it. We had a conversation last week and we said, you know what? Bollocks, let's bring it back. You know, we've got to get those episodes running because we enjoy it as much as you guys. Even if no one listens, we quite enjoy just chatting and you know, talking rubbish and all things OCR and multi-sport related. So, yeah, that's the focus.
That's it. So we are going to try and get out a episode once a week on a Friday. We are hoping the episode will drop around 10 o'clock every Friday. Give or take an hour or two, depending on Jack's editing skills. An internet connection. That is a big thing. So we are just going to delve in, look at what 2023 will bring us on a multitude of fronts. Obviously, we are very heavily involved in OCR, but also we're going to have a quick look at triathlon and a quick little look at the functional fitness side of things, because that is, both of those are growing massively. I think we can say now pretty much all events have taken a big rebound after the COVID years.
Yeah,
and we're seeing new events come, events return that disappeared before.
Even events that have had like a new twist put to them, you know, like,
you
know, not, I'm not saying that certain brands events were going stale, but, but actually, I think it's a very exciting time. I keep saying to all my clients, it's a very exciting time for OCR currently. I know some out there will not agree with me, but I generally think it's a very good time for OCR, especially in the UK. With British obstacle sports doing a lot. Fair play to James Burton and the gang. They're absolutely crushing, I think, personally, improving the sport in the UK. And I'm seeing a massive uprise in uptake in OCR from all levels, including the juniors, which is incredible. And that's something else we can talk about later, maybe even later future, you know, events we can go to and stuff. But yeah, it's really, really good times at the minute for OCR.
No, definitely. I think we'll start with OCR. So we will go with the big news of the big brand, Spartan. Obviously, they have taken burpees away from the competitive waves. This was kind of more of the shocking news for most people. What's your thoughts on this, Jack?
Yeah, saw it coming months ago, to be fair. Well, years ago. They've been talking about it. I think Dave Watson was probably on our podcast about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe voicing the opinion that wasn't very, you know, wasn't well taken. But what do I think? I'm split. I'm going to sit on the fence because personally for me, I actually like a burpee. I hate doing them. Hate failing obstacles and actually doing the burpees. But I like the idea of something as grueling as a burpee if you fail. I think there should be a punishment, and I think burpees is a great punishment. However...
But this use you as an example, because you've been burnt by burpees, and you've had advantages, or not advantages, but people having burpees has helped you
100%.
Get races. So, obviously, a couple of years ago, you got pulled up for a technical infringement with a burpee and ended up being doctor placed at a race.
Yeah,
I think penalty loops personally are much easier for Spartan, the technical officials, to manage as a penalty over burpees, because obviously burpees, we've seen a lot of different styles of burpee.
Yeah.
I would say the Europeans have a very interesting burpee style compared to the
even the Americans, right? Even the Americans. Watching Tahoe 2 years ago. I think me and you watched it at a race, actually. And we're looking at it going, what are those burpees? You know, like, and this is supposed to be the World Championships, you know.
But then I think again,
we've been quite
difficult.
Lucky because in the era of Kyle RD, we've always been quite strict on Berkeys in the UK. You know, like
very strict.
Always been quite strict. So even like you say, those Europeans that come over, Samuel Custer being a big one for me when he came over to Windsor that first year in 2017. Yep. He got massively screwed over by burpees because he wasn't doing them to the UK standard. And and this is the very reason why they've stopped burpees, because unfortunately, a bit like, and it, look, the amount of money in the Premier League sport right now, in FIFA, in World Cup, in everything, they still can't get VAR right. They still can't get, you know, refereeing decisions right. How are you going to expect a small brand like Spartan to get it absolutely bob on? That said, they do tend to get it right in Hyrox, and they do tend to get it right in CrossFit with the judging. So, but if you look at those two competitions, they have a referee or a judge or a volunteer at every single obstacle or exercise or whatever it is, the penalty. You know, literally one rep, two rep, three rep, no rep. You know, unless you're going to do that at Spartan, which was not possible because they could barely even get enough volunteers to run the run races, you know. And that's not Spartan's fault, to be fair. But, you know, unless you're going to have that amount of volunteers, that amount of people keeping an eye on the actual form of burpees, which wasn't going to happen, it is a bad idea. So loops have been made. However, my caveat and my issue with loops is, especially the last two seasons where they've introduced loops and even the last few races, I think burpees have only really been on... I think burpees were on the spear, weren't they, at Europeans this year?
Yes.
I don't know, because I didn't miss. But,
no, I hit my spear. So
I think it was burpees, which is interesting because that's the first time I've seen burpees at a spear for a long time. But that penalty loop, mate, it's pointless. It is, unless you're going to have a carry, or that penalty loop is going to be at least 2 minutes worth, which it never is, by the way. A 200-meter run on a smooth bit of grass is no penalty to anyone, especially a runner. And I know we keep saying, oh, it's a runner's game, blah, blah, blah. But especially to someone that's already... And I would say as well, like say for instance you've hit a spear, you're already in a running formation, so you're already running, you know, and when you come off your penalty loop, you're also in a running formation. You haven't had your, the muscles haven't changed, you haven't had to stop, you know, you can just go, shit, I've missed, bang, go. Whereas with burpees, it's take your hat off, put it in front of the camera, get in front of the camera, do the burpees, now you're screwed. And it's not necessarily the 2 minutes there at the burpees, it was the, I remember... Windsor, that's right, Windsor, like 4 years ago. That's the same year Samuel Custer came through and missed up. I was in front of everyone at that race, right? Tristan Steed, everyone. I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm having the best race of my life. Get to Twister, fail. You know, typical old school Jack, failed Twister midway through.
It's watching people go by.
Doing burpees, watching people go by. It wasn't just the 2 minutes I missed out at the burpees. It was then the 4 minutes afterwards where I'm absolutely hanging out of my ass.
Oh, yeah.
Because you, Scott, Jesse, everyone else has started to come through and I'm like, are you kidding me? And obviously you guys haven't done burpees, so you're already at that better pace. You were a better heart rate, whereas I'm jacked up. I'm like, oh, my God. You know what I mean? And then that's the effect of burpees. It's not necessarily the time there and then. It's the a knock-on effect that it punishes you. I just don't think a lap does that. So,
no.
And I've talked a lot here. So my opinion is, give someone a carry. Fuck it, let's go carries. Give someone a heavy weight and go, right, you stand there for a minute, Sonny.
Yeah, I think, so Nuclear Races just had the Challenge Cup event, and their penalties for the nine challenge obstacles they had was a rec bag carry.
Did it work?
Yes, it was much harder than just doing a run. To be fair to them, they had enough rec bags for all of the thing. That is what I fear about Spartan. They're not going to have enough
standard
carries. Yes, I get a carry would be much harder. Probably be the right call, but a penalty loop is still in there. And
how about a crawl?
Not barbed
wire, but maybe like literally like
a net crawl.
A net crawl, just say right. Yeah. You know, every penalty is going to be a 10-meter net crawl. You know, there and back.
Yes. That would be a lot harder, definitely.
Standardised, it's easy to set up.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, we've got to remember we're talking about a penalty. So realistically, you should not be getting it. If you're training and you're trying, the most failed obstacle is what? Spear for everybody.
Yeah.
That's most people's 50-50. If you're thinking about, oh, the burpees, oh, it's going to ruin my race and something. But at the end of the day, if you do all your obstacles and you're just hoping, if you're just hoping somebody's going to fail for you to get higher, then it's not really what you should be looking at.
And this is a conversation for another podcast, but I still feel people should not be flying the spear. I do not think it's a 50-50. I hate when people say that. It actually grates my ticket. Like, I'm like, no, it's not.
Although I had quite a good spear year this year. I think I missed one.
How's your spear year?
Every year.
I haven't missed one this year. Not at all. Second, I think three in a year now. Three in a row. Three
I missed one at Henley, the first race of the year. But other than that, good spear year.
Good spear year. How's your spear year been?
Yes, tell us how your spear year was. Right, so that was the main kind of controversial rule change. But like you say, we've seen that coming a mile off. They've been trying to introduce this for quite a long while. The other headline was 3K.
Yep.
Spartan are bringing in a 3K fast, intense kind of course. We've seen them attempt this a few times. If you've watched the Spartan Games second season, and I believe they had it in the first season as well, they've had a very similar setup. They also had it at a race on a Friday night before. We actually spoke to Logan Broadbent after he won that event.
Yeah.
So if you want to hear from Logan, go check out the podcast we did with him in previous. So the main thing with the 3K is that the majority of elite series races will be this 3K. So if you go to Spartan Zendesk,
which I don't quite understand. I mean, I do understand it, but I don't quite understand why they've done this. And I think this is why they've pissed a lot of people off.
Yeah.
You know, we've already heard top stars and like Lindsay say stuff, Ryan say stuff. You know, we've had opinions of those top guys. For every other mere mortal in the world, I generally do think this 3K option is awesome for OCR. And they've done it for OCR, not just Spartan. It's not. I do think Spartan can be greedy and blah 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 branding. Of course, they're a business; they want to earn money. However, I do think actually Spartan have their OCR hat on right now and thinking actually, what can we bring to the masses that one looks great, two is easy to set up, three potentially could go forward as a really good format, and four branding, media, sponsor, it works. You know, running 15-mile beast does not work. Unfortunately, as fun as it is, it does not work for TV rights. It does not work for branding. It does not work for the athletes. No. You know, so 3K is the way forward.
3K ticks all the boxes you're looking for. It's going to be a good style for the Olympics.
Yeah.
Because it's short, fast, intense. It'll be much better for TV. Because again, short, fast, intense. You're going to be able to have multiple types of a 3K race. So you'll have a solo, you can have a knockout, you can have points, you can have a team. I think we're going to see a rise of more a team event from this. Obviously, at the World Championships in Abu Dhabi, they are going to have a team style 3K event, which will be probably the first time we see the new iteration of this one. So if you go to Zendesk Spartan, they already announced on there the NAM Elite Series rules. All events will take place on the brand new 3K distance. So this is the Elite North American Series. So there will be five races. So it's best 4 out of 5. They're going to do it as a points system. So it will be the normal 300, 264, the normal point system that we are familiar with at Spartan Elite Series, but it will all be on 3K. So at minimum, there is going to be 3K races next year in the North American hemisphere. I'm guessing one in Mexico, one or two in Canada, and the rest in the US, as they did this year with their longer series. They had obviously the Supers, the Beasts and stuff. They haven't said anything about prize money. It's coming soon, but it will be released in December 2022. So more than likely at the World Champs, they will make a lot of announcements of where this race will be. I anticipate them releasing a European style one and then rolling out to other parts of the world.
We assume that they might trial it in Europe, maybe UK, you know, pick a few events here and there and just try it as see if it works.
I think we'll be getting a 3K race in the UK and maybe in Europe. I think there will be a European series, but we will see if they announce that soon.
What will be interesting is how they pick the elite. It won't be such a bad thing in England because we haven't got more than 40 elite in England anyway. But in general, how they pick who goes in.
Yeah, that's going to be, are they going to use rankings from the past few years? Are they just going to open it as an invite system and then you race the first few and get like
a
dropout?
Yeah.
But yeah, again, it will be interesting.
It'd be cool to give everyone an option because obviously, as we know, you know, there might be some people from outside of Spartan that are pretty good at the 3K style of racing that haven't never done really Spartan. So they won't be in Spartan's ranks, right?
Oh, you'll get some ninjas that will be amazing at this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You'll get some more classic OCR short course guys that are going to be epic at this. I personally can't wait to see how good Leon is at this.
Yeah.
Obviously we know VJ has focused his race season around the 3K OCRWC event before.
Yeah.
I'd love to see what he's going to be like on this kind
he will crush it. Surely he's got to be one of the best out there already at this. He's a world champion at this level, isn't he?
Yeah.
You know, Leon and Zappi, but it would be interesting to see what sort of course that I mean, let's talk this. What if you were the RD tomorrow and you had a 3K course? I don't know how many obstacles they said. Are they saying 5 obstacles per lap?
No, I think it was 10 per lap.
10 per
and
lap.
Then it was, I don't know if it was a K per lap, like 3 laps.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, 1K, bang, bang, bang. What they'll obviously do is, like, for instance, if they do it at Henley, which we're thinking they potentially might, that's just hearsay, but we're thinking, you know, what they'll do is they'll have a field that fits the beast course and the super course, but that field will be a K and it will have 10 obstacles in that field.
Yeah.
And they'll use that as the course, obviously.
And what we've heard is this isn't going to impeach on the normal races. So they're still going to be your super, your sprint,
impeach.
Your beast.
Is that a word? Impeach.
Impeach? Impede, maybe. Impeach.
Impeach.
But so this is going to be a Friday night affair, I believe, what we've been hearing. So
awesome.
That's going to be cool. It's going to add another element. Yes, you might have to get there early. You might have to race on a Friday, but it's 3K.
Yeah.
So that's going to be fun. Yeah, I think, well, you're going to have at least a couple of upper body style. So you're going to have a multi-rig twister, definitely.
Do you think twister will be in there?
Yeah, I think so. I would like to see it in there. I think you need the multi-rig because you've got to have some technical, fast but technical obstacles.
Looking back at when they've done it on the Spartan Games.
Yeah.
What was the course that did it on there?
Oh, Lord. Now
Monkey
you're
bars?
Asking. That was a long time.
Hoist? Yeah. I think Hoist was there, wasn't it?
Hoist was there. Monkey bars. There was walls, obviously. I think there was a short carry.
See, all of a sudden, you're taken away from the traditional OCR, aren't you? Like, as soon as you put those heavier weights in there, I know they're not heavy, but as soon as you put picking a bag and running with a bag.
Depends how short it is. If they make it up and back, super short, then
It's a game changer, but not really a game changer. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it kind of just
goes
with it. You got to have like a spear. They're talking about one of the laser guns from modern pentathlon style.
I've heard, and I'm not saying where I've heard it from. Spear will be gone by next year.
Ooh, what? Replaced by?
Replaced. Not gone, but replaced.
Replaced. Interesting.
And that's on good. I can't say where I got it from because I don't want to get in trouble. But good authority, someone within Spartan has been talking. And that's what I've heard. Now, whether it would be replaced with one of those or a laser style spear.
Oh, a laser
where
spear.
Where it doesn't have to stick. It has to hit a certain point. You know, like how you get those laser darts?
Yeah, yeah.
Similar to that.
Okay, interesting. Obviously,
this is all just made up in my brain. It's not just Jack talking shit again.
But this is all leaning towards the Olympics, and this is all leaning towards OCR being included as the fifth discipline in modern pentathlon, which has pretty much been ratified. If you've looked at the modern pentathlon website, they said it's like 85% that it has been agreed to. So we'll see how that goes. So yeah, the 3K was probably the big elite thing, but also they kind of snuck in something else with this.
We like a bit of snuck in.
Yeah, with these three things. So the third thing was they have announced there is a new three-event triple crown. Obviously, they're in partnership now with the FISO World Obstacle. So the new trophy in obstacle racing, the triple crown, consists of three championship events. The 100 meter World Obstacle Championship, the 3K Spartan World Championship, the 24 hour toughest mudder race. That is a big range. 100 meters, 3K, we'll miss out all the other ones and we'll go straight to 24 hours.
Yeah, it's because I don't know why. You know, like, there's no one person going to win that. I'm sorry. Like, the only people that would come close would be Ryan Atkins, mainly because, or John Abbott, mainly because of that longer distance. Yes. However, they can't touch someone like even Vijay in the world of OCR at 100 meters. And then on top of that, it only takes one ninja guy to turn up and he'll destroy Vijay. So it's like, I know what they're doing. That's really good marketing. It's like, here, come take our money. We'll give you billions.
Well, they haven't put the prize amount, but if anyone wins all three, they will walk away with the ultimate prize. But you're talking guys there. What about females?
Yeah, exactly that.
Chris Radeski.
Yeah, what a woman. What a woman.
Oh, my Lord.
If I was not married.
She has been tearing it up. So, obviously, she's High Rocks World Champ. Now, World's Toughest Mudder Champ. So,
mate, I was watching that and I was talking to someone and they were going, who's going to win this then? And I was like, blah, blah, blah. I was like, and at the time, Chris was like on a second lap, sitting in 15th. I was like, just watch Chris, because you know what's going to happen. It will be like the 15th hour when everyone's starting to like, I'm feeling really good. And then boom. That's
the deep one when you go into the night time. But I think there could be a female out there that could do it.
More so than male. And that just shows you how far the sport has gone on the male side and probably not as much on the women's side. Possibly. Well, I don't know.
I think you're seeing a lot more. Now we're getting into those distances where we're getting specificity. So athletes are really specifying their training towards 100 meters.
Which we said like 5 years ago, did we not, Luke?
Yes, we did. We did. So I thought I'd just mention that because that was a bit of a sneaky one that they just added in that no one's really spoken about.
Yeah.
What else has been happening in the world of OCR then? So British obstacles. So let's have a little look at what they've done. Obviously had a great 2022.
Well, name change for a start. UKSF.
Yeah, name change. Which is nice. A little branding and logo change, which actually looks quite nice.
Their first junior championships. The other week in Swanbourne, which I was at and recorded. That was actually very good. I was very impressed with the whole setup.
It looked like a great event.
We've got some kids out there, I tell you. You don't realise. I mean, I run a facility in Suffolk, and there's kids that turn up. But actually, when you get them racing, you look and you watch them and you go, do you know what? There's some seriously talented kids out there.
Which is great to hear.
Just keeping them going. Do you know what I mean? Just keep them going. I think we had like 100 people turn up for that. You know, and literally, I think 20% of those have never even done OCR before. So, like, quite a few of them are brand new to it, and they just got on, did the course, and the rigs weren't easy. Do you know what I mean? There was some, and the conditions were even worse, you know.
Yeah, it looked rainy.
It was very rainy. Everything was just soaking wet, you know. It's very safe matching on the rigs, you know. But, very impressed with how they set it up and all the kids that turned up.
Yeah, so that was one of the successful events they ran this year. They also had the UK OCR series, which was pretty well taken up in 2022.
Connected with that other podcast that we shall not name.
No, we're all friends.
No, we're going to start the rivalry.
So in 2023, they are bringing it back, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a very mix of events. They're starting off with a Spartan, then they've got a Challenge Cup at Nuclear. They're going up to Scotland, Beach Ballistic. They've got Nuts Challenge, Total Warrior as well in there so far, and I believe they're going to try and get another two races in. So that is pretty cool for them to do that again. Obviously, that's the individual one. They have a master section, and I believe they're doing it as team sections as well.
Yes.
Which is pretty cool. Other things they have announced is that they're going to have trial races for the FISO World Championship. So you're going to have a 3K trial race, 15K trial race.
Yeah.
And there will be a selection as well for the elite and age groups.
There's a pretty good YouTube video that we can tag.
We'll link in. Yeah. So that kind of elaborates a bit more on it. But yeah, so let's talk a little bit about those trial races. They're going to be interesting. It's a kind of a format we've seen from in running, quite a lot in running. Yeah. You see this, the US marathon trials are huge. They've been a massive event for quite a while. We had the British marathon trials event in London, I believe, not too long ago for the Olympics.
So here's my concern with doing trials in OCR. Like, I appreciate it works in other things, like even like swimming, right? Mm. All swimming pools are the same, within reason. Okay, you get your more dense water, more chlorinated, wider, bigger. But in general, the water is the same. Like, you're going to be pulling the same water. With running, most tarmac is the same. Yes, okay, you get hills and corners, but generally. But with OCR, obstacles are completely different. There's no standardization compared across the board with all training facilities, right? And there isn't at the minute anyway, because we're not big enough. Here's my concern, that there's only one place in the UK that really can tailor for a mass market, and that is nuclear. So everything is going to go through nuclear, which I don't really have a problem per se with, but what I'm saying is you've already got a massive advantage to all the Phoenix that train there week in, week out, day in, day out. You know, so you can name off 8 people, men and women,
women,
that have already got a huge advantage because they know those rigs inside out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's right if you're then picking for a national selection. Thoughts?
You're right. It's hard because that is one of the places that can tailor for this style event. It's obviously going to be a probably large-scale, quite well-taken-up event. There will be a load of female elites. There'll be a load of guy elites. There'll be a lot of age groupers there as well, trying to get their place at this first championship for FISO. Yes, you are going to have an advantage if you have trained there a lot. I just did the Challenge Cup a few weeks ago. James Burton won the event and he absolutely crushed it.
10 minutes looked stupid, wasn't it?
Oh, he just knew every single obstacle. Yeah. He knew what to do. He knew the land, and he just ran one of the best races I've seen for a long time.
Yeah.
Whereas most of the time I ran up to an obstacle and went, what is it? I actually had to ask one of the volunteers with the obstacle with the tires. You have to go under, through. I was like, do I just go under and crawl? Do I jump over? I had no idea. That wasn't one of the 9 challenge obstacles they'd done videos on before. It was an easy obstacle, but I was just looking at it like, oh my lord, what do I do here?
Yeah.
But luckily the guy told me and I managed to get through, but albeit very slowly. But yes, it will make a difference. Personally, I'm very glad I went and did Challenge Cup this year, so I actually know what the course looks like.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, it's going to make a difference on race day. But at the end, if you're training super hard, you're working on grip endurance, rig technique, running, you'll be giving yourself the best chance possible.
Well, 100%. And I'd always say to someone, like, look, go to the course, try it out. If you're going to do nuclear, go to nuclear, go train there. You can pay to do that.
Yeah,
great. Go support the company. 100% get that. Would you not prefer to see, like, still use nuclear, for instance, but do it like they did at Swanbourne for the UK Junior Championships, actually say to companies, right, come in and build a rig. So you've got a new rig. So you've got a bit like how they've done it before, where you have different companies, you know, whether it be PT Barn, you know, Rumble, come in, build a rig, or even bring one of their rigs. So then you get a good mix of obstacles.
For sure. Not that I wouldn't. I think the 9 Challenge Cup obstacles they had this year were... Not all of them were specific, because some of them are just there all the time. Stairway is obviously just there. But the rigs, I believe they did change up. Not many people went on the rig beforehand.
That's rubbish, but okay.
Yeah. What I would like is them to just completely change those rigs again. Keep the rigs. The rigs were fine. Change them up. Make them new.
Yeah.
Do not let anybody go on them.
Yes.
On race day, it's either let everybody go on them or don't let anybody go on them.
Yeah, you've got to make a rule, haven't you? Yeah.
On race day, then pretty much everyone's got the same kind of thing. You're seeing this for the first time, and you're on it for the first time, or just say, look, the rigs are here, 2 months out, get down there, train.
Yeah.
And just tell everybody that.
And what you could do is, like, to make money from that, from a business point of view, is say to the guys, right, if you've signed up within a 2 month period, which most people are going to have done, we'll give you, you know, pay and play for a fiver for an hour.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
so give you actual slotted times where you can come down and focus on those rigs.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Obviously, they're a business as well. They want to make money. It's understandable. They need
but what,
to do that.
But what Nico seems to do is, like, no, you cannot go on this rig. And no, you cannot go on this rig. And then you look on Instagram, you see everyone playing on it. You think, well, hold on. I thought the idea is not to go on that rig, but yet everyone is going on that rig. You know, it's a bit like, make a rule, you know, stick with that, please. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a difficult one, I guess. But. I think it's interesting that they are going for this trial race. I think it's great that they're going to do it, and it's going to have, like, an impact on who's going to go to these world championships.
It will be heaving, that race, because even if people don't want to qualify for the FISO, it's the Challenge Cup.
It's
a big race.
Yeah.
It's a big race. Everyone that's everyone will be there. I'm not going to be there because I'm doing another race, but everyone that's everyone will be there.
What race are you doing?
I'm doing the, triathlon. I'll go back to triathlon, Luke.
Oh, wow. What triathlon are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing an off-road triathlon. I'm doing Xterra. Xterra is back in the UK for this year.
There we go.
Well, next year, next year.
We'll move on to that. We'll delve in. But, so obviously, as well, they have the 3K event,
yes,
which is a trial. We don't know too much about that because it hasn't been announced where it is, but there's definitely going to be one.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be great as well. I think we're going to see a lot of people try and do both, and also some people specialise in either.
So here's a question. I'm going to put you on the spot now. We'll start with the women because that's a little bit easier for us to determine, I think, because we're male. Who, out of your pick of the women, do you think could do both? Just both, not one or the other. Who do you think could do both? Yeah, do you think it's possible, even at our level in the UK, do you think there'll be someone out there that will smash the 3K and the 50 from the women's side?
Yes, I think if you're looking at the 3K and the 15, you're looking at somebody like Becky Neal, Andrea definitely could do it. Who else are we looking at? I think
any of the girls could potentially do it. It's just
They can do it, but I think
I'm saying is there someone do you think that could take both? Like, is someone, like, for instance, on the male side, I'll throw it out there, Tom Tweddle for me is definitely going to be the most dangerous at the 15.
Oh yeah.
But do you think he's as dangerous at the 3?
Yeah, for me it depends what the 3 is going to look like.
100%.
I think that's going to be the big thing, because if it's super obstacle dense,
which I think it might be,
you're going to have somebody like Morgan Maxwell, who is ridiculously good on obstacles.
Yeah.
The longer distance might be a bit too long a distance. But to be fair, he did really good at Challenge Cups and that kind of thing. And he's obviously building up his running, so it may not be a problem. But you're right, Tom Tweddle's definitely, like, the major player in the 15K.
But then does he really want to focus on 3K? Probably not. Do you know what I mean? This is what I'm thinking. It'd be really interesting to see who actually goes for the 3K. I think everyone will go for the 15 just for doing it anyway, because it's a nice distance. It's a long race. Some people hate short course. Some people don't like the feeling that your heart rate's through your mouth within the first 5 seconds. And actually, it is a full-out freaking sprint, isn't it? It's a,
Do you think John's going to come and do it?
Yeah, maybe we could get John and ask him. But I don't see why John would come out his little pit of Norway right now for anything other than money. It's got to that point where the guy is too good. You know,
it depends. It depends what Pfizer are putting up as prize
100%.
Money. They are putting prize money. Yeah. It's not announced what, though. So
I would say John Albon will be one of these guys, and people will hate to hear it, but he'll be one of these guys that he won't need to race the trials because what will happen is the UKSF. Sorry, the British Obstacle Sport will go to him and say, look, John, we want you as a part of Team Britain.
Oh, of course.
Wild card, you come in, you're a dead set.
I would select him. If
of
I was on the
I would.
Committee,
and I would.
I wouldn't. If he didn't come to the... I'd invite him to the trials.
Yep.
if he said he can't do it
for whatever reason,
I would still select him.
Yeah, and I would. He has to have one of those places. I'm sorry, I don't care. I know these people say, well, he should come to the race and do the race. Fine.
He should. In essence,
if he turns up at a 3K and I'm against him, that's be fucked.
He should, 100%. But at the end of the day, the guy is one of the best to ever do the sport, and he has proven himself over and over again. He's a 3K and a 15K champion already in OCRWC.
Multiple times.
He's won Spartan World Championships at the Beast event.
Here's a quick distance question for you. You watch the Worlds, I assume, as Inventory Worlds, OCR. Do you think John would have beaten Vijay? And do you think John would have beaten Tyler Veerman?
No, yes.
Do you reckon? So he wouldn't have beaten Vijay at 3K?
I don't think he would have beaten Vijay. Vijay looked amazing on that course.
He did.
Oh, he was just flying. I think John obviously would have... Yeah, I think he would have won the long distance one.
Okay.
That would have been hands down. Obviously, Tyler Veerman, he's had an amazing year. He is a cracking athlete, but I just think John's that other level.
Yeah, next level, especially when it comes to that distance, right?
Oh, yeah. God, you look what he's doing in the world of trail running now and mountain running, and it is absolutely ridiculous. So I just think any kind of longer distance, he has got to be nailed on one of the favourites.
We'll reach out to him. We'll get him on. We'll reach out to him.
We'll get him on and we'll see what his plans are.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they're two real interesting. The other one that I thought was very interesting from British Obstacle is that they are going to host an adult OCR Championships.
And that will have to be a separate course, right? Surely.
I'm hoping so. They've said it's in October. So we will see where...
Yep.
When? What style of race? Obviously, Nuclear have moved the Challenge Cup from the latter part of the year early, just so it can be the trial event.
Yes.
So it sounds like they won't do one later in the year.
Yeah.
So that competitive style event at the back end of the year, there isn't really one in the UK.
Clearly, they had dropout of numbers, didn't they, the last couple of years? The numbers have been declining in that winter style Challenge Cup. Yeah. You know, I mean, I remember doing it back in 2017, and I remember standing in the shower with hypothermia going, it was actually just to see they passed me a cup of tea. And I was like,
it was actually, there was quite a few people there when I did it this year, and they had warm showers.
They had warm showers, I get that. But in previous years, it has been the one to go to, isn't it? You've had Connor, Tristan, Brunner all really battling it out for that top five space. This year, no offence to you guys that did do it, and well done to James Burke, because he, like you said, smashed it.
Oh,
I just felt like
really
the numbers were a bit dwindly, a little bit like not everyone was there, do you know what I mean? And I think that is a cold thing. It's not a case of Nuclear being, you know, rubbish obstacles or anything like that, because they're brilliant. I think it's more of a cold thing than it is a course thing.
It wasn't that cold. No, I didn't feel it too bad, actually. At the end, I was very grateful for the warm shower, which was lovely. But yeah, so they're the kind of like the highlights of what OCR, British Obstacle, I keep calling them OCR.
We need to make our own name.
Yeah, British Obstacle have said, obviously we'll link their YouTube video, which has all the detail on it. And Scotland have also got a series which they've announced.
I know quite a few people that are going to go to that, I think, just for shits and giggles.
I think it'd be great. It's great to see them having something. Warriors back.
Yeah, I'm actually signed up for two of the races, so I'm almost sitting there thinking, do I just go and do the other two just to get the points? But I'm not sure I really want a McTough in January, to be fair.
You don't look very Scottish.
No, I'm not. I'm a bit more German at the minute. You know what I mean? At least I've got the beard coming back. I had the moustache and she was like, nope, that's not staying.
Not just the tash.
McTough is the other one, isn't it? So We shall see.
So that's kind of the scope of UK OCR and changes.
Was that like last year? We're all into like 25 minutes.
40 minutes of us chatting, Joyce. So other sports, what else has been going on in the world of
Let's talk about Xterra, because that's one I've already mentioned.
Xterra is making a comeback in UK. So if you don't know what Xterra is, it is off-road triathlon. You do a swim, you do a mountain bike, and then I believe it's a trail run. So that is Xterra. It has been here before. It is pretty big around Europe.
Huge
around Europe.
A lot of the other athletes will go over to Xterra to like train out of season. You know, like I know Albert Soleil loves Xterra. You know, he does a bit of mountain biking and stuff as well. There's quite a few other athletes that multi-sport go across, which is...
Oh, definitely. You know, and it is, obviously, triathlons are super fun. Off-road is definitely more kind of an OCR runner's cup of tea because you've got that trail running, mountain biking, super fun. I know you do a lot of mountain biking out of season.
Yep.
I get out on the bike every now and then and fall off once or twice. but yeah, no, that's going to be a great event. I think it's super interesting that they're trying to bring it back. Obviously, a guy we've had on the podcast before, Doug, is now working with Xterra, a pretty high position. He is trying to bring it back to the UK, made big things, and it's at Western Park.
Yeah, Western Park, I believe. Yeah, like Midlands.
In May, the same weekend as Rush Nuclear Challenge Cup. So,
unfortunately,
I'm gutted because I would love to have done the Xterra race, but I will be at Challenge Cup. I believe Jack is going to go to Xterra.
I think so.
And cover that event and fall off his mountain bike once or twice.
And get humiliated by some triathletes, I'm sure, because there's going to be some whippets.
They will be so fast.
I might be right in the swim and bike, but it'll be when they're running, and they're running at, like, you know, 4.5 minute mile pace, and I'm like...
yes, so that's a great thing on, obviously, the multi-sport front, that there's another event, an event that hasn't been in the UK for years, coming back. What's your thoughts on it, Jack? You think it's good to have another event?
100%. I like the fact that Britain is catching up with the rest of the world with what we call multi-sport, right? And I'm assuming OCR community is the similar, although the high rock seems to throw the spanner in the works there. But I think we all like being outdoors. We all like doing OCR as our main sport, as our fun sport, as our weekend sport, or whatever it is. I'm a big advocate of, like, doing another sport on top of that sort of helps that sport out. You know, like cycling, swimming's really good for us because the more we run, and say, for instance, I don't know, the average person's running 25 mile weeks, let's say. You know, if you then up your mileage because you want to get fitter and stronger, chances of injury, chances of this, chances of that, you know, more impact. I think that plays an effect. And then all of a sudden you have to manage that more and have to have a bit of a coach. And it all comes a little bit. Whereas the simple thing you can do, like start swimming maybe once a week, you know, it's going to still help your fitness. There's no impact, you know, cycling's a brilliant way of building good volume endurance, right? And it's low impact. And to be fair, if you're on a platform like I am behind me on Zwift, or like you say, mountain biking in the winter, you know, get muddy, go out there. For me, it's a massive crossover OCR. I love it because it's not as competitive for me as OCR. It's not like if I lose, it doesn't matter. You know, like it's fun. It's still fun, but I can get a real good burn doing it, you know. And I think sports like that are brilliant. And triathlon has always been one of those sports, right? But the problem with triathlon is it's a bit too clean cut and serious. Like, you'll find this doing the Ironman, half Ironmans, things like that. When you get into that sort of road running and road cycling and pool swimming even, it's a little bit like you, all of a sudden it becomes training again. You know, you have to do 100 mile on the bike. You have to do 1500 meters in the pool. You have to run at this pace.
Whereas the biggest thing I found is expensive.
And not only that, and that's why I gave it up, right? Because at the time it was like, Jack, well done, you've qualified for GB level, you know, go to Austria race. Oh, by the way, to get your bike to Austria is going to cost you £800. You know, it's a bit like, really? Like, I'm not a sponsored athlete. I can't afford that. And I picked a sport like running that eventually got me into OCR because it was cheaper, you know. I still really like triathlon, but the problem, like I just said, it then becomes a little bit regimented and it takes it away then of being a fun sport and turns it more into a serious sport. Whereas I find Xterra, I'm kind of hoping it will be different because I've already got the trail bike shoes. I've already got the mountain bike, and swimming open water is just, well, it's either fun or it's not. You either enjoy it or you don't, and I quite enjoy it. So, you know, for me, it's still a fun race. It's a competitive race. It's something that I can train for, but it doesn't take away from my OCR season.
Definitely. It's only going to add to it. It's only going to add fitness. It's only going to add, it's going to make you do stuff that's less strenuous. It's going to make you do some things that may still help your body, but it's not going to crush you.
Keeps you motivated as well, right? Like, from a mindset point of view.
Oh, God, yeah.
How much of OCR is mindset?
Yeah, you know, massively. I did the Ironman this year. It was so fun to do, and it was just great fun to train for. Mainly the swimming was me just trying to survive in the water. But the rest of it, as soon as I got on the bike and on the run, it was great fun. And I would definitely do a couple more triathlons next year, probably some local ones. And then I might try and do a bigger event one as well. So, yeah, it's definitely something. I feel OCR is a gateway. Quite a lot of people come into OCR. We've seen a lot of people come in, maybe leave for other sports or maybe just go for other sports. People have gone on to do ultra running. People have gone into the functional fitness world.
Yeah.
Look at Jade Skillen. She was one of the best OCR athletes the UK had. She's gone over to functional fitness and she's still on podiums over there. So,
Same with Jesse. Jesse's another one, right?
Yeah, Jesse, he's been on podiums. George Edwards, he's now one of the master Hyrox coaches. It's definitely gets you in to OCR, builds up that kind of confidence that gets you into fitness and seeing what's out there. But I've seen lots of people move on to, or even just dabble in different things like me and you, right? We do a bit of triathlon, we do a bit of Hyrox, we do a bit of this, do OCR. So yeah, it's definitely an amazing thing. It's great to see a new event come back to England, or a return, but a new style Xterra event. You mentioned Hyrox as well. Hyrox, yeah, indoors, but I still feel there's this massive amount of OCR athletes taking on Hyrox.
Yeah.
It's great to see them doing so well as well.
I'm yet to do one personally, but funny actually, something that's happening at my training facility, Feel Fit, is next year we're going to do our own Hyrox style session. So on a Thursday night, we're going to have 10 stations, 500 meters, and it'll be like a Decafit Hyrox, that same style, but all outdoors. So, but it's going to have a bit of an OCR twist to it. And my idea is I'm going to have my members do it first, obviously. And then if that takes off, we'll do a little competition. But I definitely think, again, that's another good way of crossover, like you say, the crossover. You know, a lot of my athletes that do OCR will do that because they see like the lifting in Hyrox as a good training for OCR. Or the Hyrox athletes that I've got like doing OCR for the running. Because it's like, I don't really run. Whereas when I race at the weekend and do, you know, a local race, that's good running for me because I haven't, I'm not motivated enough to go and run myself, but I'll race to run, you know.
There you go. You heard it here first. Field Rocks next
Field
year.
Rocks. Hi, Rocks.
Field Rocks is happening.
I think I see a lawsuit coming with that one.
Well, I was just going to Field Fit. I was just going to call it Decafit, but they already got that.
Yeah, they already got it. Can't do it. Nicked it off me, the bastards.
Ah, God damn them. I think also we're going to see some Deca style stuff, actual branded Deca mini events happen next year around some specific gyms. I've seen a few gyms pop up around the UK that are now an affiliated gyms.
Yeah.
I think they're going to have some kind of mini comp just to kind of see what Decafit will be in the UK. So that's a great thing. Swing back to Hyrox quickly. The World Championships are in the UK next year in Manchester.
Yep.
That is going to be a huge event, especially for the UK kind of functional fitness scene. I know there's obviously a lot of people from OCR that have already qualified for this event. So that's going to be a well-attended event. You're going to get a lot of international racers coming into the UK to do that event, so that might be amazing. Will we see Hunter take back his title?
Mate, there seems so many people. Every time I look at the Instagram now, it's like, there's a new world tour record. I'm like, Jesus Christ, you know, it just keeps changing now, doesn't it?
Oh, well, it's one of those sports, isn't it? It's such a young sport that people are pushing the boundaries. People are changing what's possible. The world records are going by like a minute, 2 minutes.
Which is crazy because that first time that Hunter got it, it's like, no one's touching that. But all of a sudden, we're already 5 minutes lower.
I honestly remember watching him win, I think it was the Elite 15 or where, I think he won it in Germany a couple of years ago in 2021. And I was like, no one is going to touch Hunter in this sport for ages, forever. And next year he goes and gets beat. It's crazy how it's just out of nowhere. People
also,
just,
talking of Hunter, great example, he's just an Ironman, isn't he?
He did an Ironman. I watched some of his training videos for the Ironman and they are hilarious.
Yeah.
some of the equipment he was using, especially the bike, the older bike he had, looked like it was a death trap. Yeah. I don't even know if it had brakes. So
the guy is a machine, honestly. To just rip out an Ironman on no training, really. Do you know what I mean? Like a little bit of training, but nothing. Is
Well, he did under 11 hours as well. It was 10:50 something.
Which is incredible. Yeah.
That is an outrageous time.
Yeah, that's a good time for a club member, you know, let alone someone that doesn't train.
That's a good time for a lot of people. And he's not like, he's not light. He's not gone skinny hunter. He's still pretty stacked.
The finishing live video, he looked fucked. He did look like he wanted to collapse.
Oh, he gave it all.
Yeah.
So, that's an amazing thing. But yeah, functional fitness seems to be growing only bigger in Europe and especially the UK.
And like you say, obviously where you've just joined Rumble Fitness, they have their own OCR twist as well. So I do think, like I'm doing it, other team, I do think, I know Gavin's thinking about doing it in Scotland. There are now, like, us local facilities thinking, screw it, we can get on board with this and we can do our own style functional fitness. And I think you'll see that as well.
Definitely.
This year.
And I would only tell, if you're a facility and you've got equipment, you've got space, just do an event. I think do some kind of functional one. Maybe you've not got the space to run a full OCR event. Cool, add a bit of OCR in to a functional fitness one. People are loving it right now and they're wanting to do these kind of events. I'm actually gutted there's nothing near me, but I will be going down to Rumble and doing training and other little bits there, which I'm super excited for, to actually get some specific training in. A little bit of a distance from me, but it will be fun, I'm sure, once I get there. I think it'll be great, and hopefully this will only encourage people to start more facilities, have more gyms. This means more people will get qualified as British obstacle coaches, SGX coaches, fitness, Hyrox coaches, DECA coaches, which will be amazing. So 2023 looks like it's going to be a huge year. Obviously, this podcast is back, so that's going to be an even bigger thing.
We will try and cover as much as possible. We're definitely, like, what we're at, we can obviously cover. We've got big plans to try and help film some things as well, haven't we? And trying to get as much as we can. We're also going to put our podcasts out on YouTube so you guys can watch our pretty little faces as well.
Hey guys.
I just realised we're doing that and I've eaten my breakfast and drunk my coffee most of the way through this podcast. So if you want to watch me stuff my face, you're more than welcome to. We're going to make it visual as well so people can be a bit more engaged. So people have a bit more time. But like we say, every Friday, the podcast will go out roughly about 10 o'clock so people can tune in over the weekend on their long runs. We'll try and bring as many good guests. And we're trying to cover everything, guys. We want to cover, obviously, chats like we've done today. We want to cover new news, you know, news going forward. At some point, there's going to be some controversial news that comes out and we'll cover that. You know, we also want to hit like the coaching side of things. Like, that's a thing that did to my heart, you know, more of the actual technical, what we feel. You mean, you might listen to it and go, what the hell is he on about? But yeah, you know, and also bring in proper professionals, you know, to in an interview and stuff like that. So, it's all going on.
Yep, definitely. And just easy ways you guys can help us. You can just follow us on social media, drop us likes, follow us on the YouTube channel, have a little watch of the videos. We'll also be putting some clips of each of the segments on Instagram. We're on Facebook, Twitter. We're everywhere you would want to be. We'd love to see you guys at events. Come say hey. If you've got something you want to come on the podcast, if you're a coach, if you're an athlete, if you're something, reach out to us, drop us a DM in Instagram or an email, and we will see you in events around 2023.
Certainly will. Peace.